Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Get your deep breath out. Hello, yo, boy, that breath, he done got the dragon.
That shit sounds sticky.
That boy got the cotton mouth. Not mouth, mouth.
Now, we gotta lay it cool.
We tired of being cool, man.
Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Get that.
Yo, y'all know what it is, y'all know what time it is, and you know how we doing it when we doing it, because we doing it for TV. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitting the hem, keep the bulk, I ain't trying to lift the gym, a.k.a. Donut Juice. A.K.A. if you say that I'm a hater, you're 100% doing something I hate. A.K.A. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? A.K.A. inspiring entrepreneur Dolo. Will I find a group of winners to ride with me?
I hope so.
Dang, you did the... Yo... Your, what you call it? Your anticipation was
off. I seen it coming, man. It fucked me up.
A.K.A. Tyson D. Grabby. A.K.A. the world is full of busters as trife. Like Brit say. Y'all are irking my life. A.K.A. one of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it because y'all don't want to. Y'all don't want to tell the truth. A.K.A. I ain't apologizing. If I said it, I said it. And some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do? A.K.A. fried chicken, macaroni, and cheese with a side of collard greens. Stay away from me 4 times out of 5 because I'm staying alive. I'm only throwing hands with 2 to 3. Anything over that, say hello to my little friend. My buddy and me. Episode 230, let's get it.
Oh my god. Yo. Fuck is wrong with you. I gotta get in my bag for this one. God damn. Alright, man. What up, man? It's your boy Stone. Cripple book rip up code rip. AKA Stone El Terrible. AKA your girl top me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. AKA A boo boo, you looking at a bad nigga. AKA Filthy Rodriguez, a.k.a. Dirty Sanchez, a.k.a. Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones, because this meat is good, a.k.a. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy. Okay, here comes the bag time. a.k.a. the shoe in, because when you're not around your girl, I sneak her box. a.k.a. the sexual musician, because I smash and disappear. a.k.a. the streets, you better look both ways before you cross me. a.k.a. I tell your big homie to sit down and shut the fuck up, nigga. Let's get it.
Dang. You're like, I see why Gino your side there. Dang, that man sneaking her box. Ooh wee. Speaking of sneaker boxes, Did y'all see the hype on the internet about the Trophy Room Fives dropping next month?
The Fives?
Yeah, PJ Tucker, they dropped them on his Instagram.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, man, they got the exclusive. Wait a minute, I said the wrong number. Hold on, let me look up the joy. Man, I don't be really knowing, only knowing the numbers I know is the ones I really like. Retros. Because, yeah. You know, PJ Tucker.
You said they dropped him on his Instagram?
Yeah. You see his gram?
Yeah.
Yeah, they retro fives.
Yeah, they the fives.
Yeah, what's crazy is Jose designed, like, the inside sole.
Bird?
He picked the colors. What else he did? I think they collaborated on the color schemes. One of the color schemes he made, they didn't use, which was crazy. They tried to do three shoes, but they wouldn't let them. So
yeah.
He did like the insole, whatever. What else? Oh, in the air bubble, the blue. He made did the blue on the side for the gate.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of junk, man. He was like, man, they didn't like put my name on it. I was like, yo, they should have like put your initials in the damn. Underneath of the bottom panel or something.
Yeah, do something for the kid, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who the hell could say, yeah, that was my idea on some damn Jordans.
Yeah, them motherfuckers is hard, though.
Yeah, they the red ones are friends and family, so, like, they're not for sale. And,
yeah.
The blue ones are going to be, like, 7,000 released, but they only going to be released here.
Oh, yeah, in the trophy room?
Yeah, or and on the website.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they going to be, like, crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be... That's going to be done. But I don't know, though, man, because with the 13s I bought yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be fucking pandemonium, dog. Nigga, I walked in and there it was a box of them sitting on the table.
It existed.
Like 20 boxes of them just sitting out in the middle of the fucking store.
When that happens, I mean, what? Nobody checking for them. Now, this is the first time I interjected into a podcast after it was said and done. I ain't want to bust stone out, you know what I'm saying? But them 13s he got looked like church shoes, and they was mad trash and terrible. But, you know, he likes mad trash and terrible shoes. But, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't hit him with the info. So maybe he won't listen to this episode. But, yeah, them 13s, dog, with that shiny, the P. Diddy shiny suit on the side, I see why they sat there. They shouldn't have never been released. They was mad trash. And he said he thought it was going to be pandemonium. I told y'all. Y'all see the picture of his sneakers collection? The boy just likes the terrible shoes. So, Nike, you got a customer in Stone L. Terrible. Thank you. Now back to the scheduled program. Forget that you're radio.
Yeah, and I've come to realize, because even I went to the mall after I got mine, because I got mine at a secret spot that I ain't telling nobody.
He lied!
And I got them for the low, nigga. Got them shits for $160.
Nobody wants to tell the truth.
Oh yeah, they was like, "Yo, we got to get these off."
Yeah, so that's just the price.
Fucking lie.
Oh, okay.
At that particular store, everywhere else they was $200. So I go to the mall and I'm like, "Hey man, how the selling them 13s go?" He's like, "Man, we got a lot of them in the back." Yo, niggas only like the fucking original colorways, man.
Yeah, it gotta be original colorways or like a collab.
Yeah. Hell yeah, which is fine with me. I like all that other shit.
He said I like all that other.
Never, ever.
Plus, yesterday the Fear of Gods came out, so wasn't nobody checking on nothing but the Fear of Gods.
The Fear of Gods, what are those?
They're like some, I think that's another collab shoe, but it's like the retail is crazy. Like the first Fear of Gods came out, I think they're like 13,000 online or whatever.
Wow.
Like I was finna get the Fear of Gods on us. I was gonna try on the sneakers app, but I went to StockX and the resale wasn't really that high, so I was like, nah, I'll pass. But like the original Fear of Gods, they was the resale was crazy. These ones kinda look kinda weird. They're like a moccasin Damn. Joint. Well shoot, they all look weird.
Oh yeah, they could have those. $9.95 at Neiman Marcus and shit.
$995?
Yeah.
Yo, you watch Formula One racing?
What?
You don't watch Formula One racing?
Nigga, no.
Yo, Jose be watching Formula One racing, right? It's hilarious because I'm like, dude, how are you so hyped to watch this? But the same people get one and two every race, damn near.
And they just driving around in a circle.
Dog, Hamilton and Bottas, he go for Ferrari. They always get either third or fourth or lower. And I'm like, how are you hyped, dog? That's like watching the Golden State Warriors just win every championship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he's like, you go watch it with me tomorrow? I'm like, dog, I can already tell you you're going to win one or two. Like right now, Botas ahead with his 1 and 2. 3 laps in, and they probably going to be there the whole race.
Hell yeah.
This track crazy, though, because it got like these two parts where it's like one little mistake on the curve and you running into the wall.
Damn.
And these dudes going like over like 200, 300 miles. I don't know how fast, but it's hella fast.
Yo, you got to be good, son.
And Lewis Hamilton, the only black dude in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he win damn near every race, so that's great.
That nigga fuck around going to get pulled over one day.
Yo, I seen like a little documentary on him. And first he had, you know, like the little RCA cars.
Mm-hmm.
His dad used to take him to competitions, and he like win all them hoes. And his dad was like, dang, yo, his like eye-hand coordination is crazy. So then they upgraded to, and they was like mad poor. So he had to like get an old car and like build it up in his garage just to enter him in the races with all these rich kids.
Yeah.
And he was smoking them. So they like, yo, how was this kid, how was the poor kid just smoking everybody? So then that's when like people start coming looking at him at like 12 and 13. So he started getting sponsors and stuff. And he's been smoking these fools ever since, dog.
Yeah, that's how I go.
Crazy story. Like, his dad used to stay up to, like, all night working on his car himself. And, like, working 2 and 3 jobs just to buy parts for the little car.
Damn.
And now he's, like, the greatest of all time. That's nuts.
Getting all these monies.
Hell yeah. And it's funny to see him on the podium and stuff because, like, he got braids and be hanging out with rappers and stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's like that fly in a glass of milk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, that's him.
There we go. So yeah, man. We got some voicemails. Yo, y'all know where to find us, man. ForgetThatYo.com, @ForgetThatYo on Instagrams, @ForgetThatYo on Twitters, @ForgetThatYo everywhere that you never there. First, let me get into this Egypt, yo. Y'all coming through with the downloads. I don't know, like, where y'all... Hey, now give me a pass to a pyramid, yurt.
Yo, just holler at me.
Yeah. Dude, say something, man. Send a voicemail. It ain't even got to be in English, man. Just send a voicemail.
Wait. To be in English.
I want to hear, like, you know what I'm saying? Talk that fly stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Talk that fly stuff. Egyptian style.
Yeah, man.
Like, so you want to hear him talk like an Egyptian?
Yeah. Let me get that King Tut. Let me get that King Tuttery.
Yeah, they're not sitting in the voicemail.
Oh. Yo, the UK, Mexico, Ireland. I gotta get my chart up, bro.
Yo, I still don't understand how, son.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That's dope though.
I know. So I wonder what area be like. These niggas are crazy.
Yo, like we just a spectacle.
Yeah.
Like everybody sitting around the room in sitting around a computer just listening to us like, God damn it. We're never going to America.
Yo, Iraq gotta be soldiers.
Yeah, definitely.
They gotta be. Cause I know just know Iraqis ain't out here. Like, forget that your radio.
Shit, they might be now.
It's hot out here.
We everywhere.
You never there.
Even when we outside, we still in the building.
Yo, Wichita, Kansas still holding down the
always.
Number one. But they got close competition, man, with real close with Colorado Springs. Who you know in Colorado?
One person.
Oh dang. We must have put hella people on.
Yeah, I know one person out there. Maybe some more. Ah shit. I don't know. I know one definitely though.
And a close third was Riverside, California.
Riverside, motherfucker.
We out here. Is that like a rich area?
I don't know what Riverside is at.
Riverside sound like they got money.
BTG.
Yo.
Where Riverside at?
Yeah, send us some donations, Riverside. Jacksonville, Florida. Washington, D.C.
Yeah, man. Chocolate City.
Boston, Massachusetts. Yo, send me a Pramini sandwich. H-Town, Houston. Why I say it like that?
I don't know.
California, holla at your boy. Oh, check it out. Order the, there's this website called Gold Belly where you can order like the some like famous foods from in the United States from different places.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy is the shipping is nuts because they got to get it to you in time. But I just ordered some brownies on that joint. called From Killer Brownie in Dayton, Ohio. It's supposed to be like a mad famous brownie spot. Well, it's like a market, but they famous with the brownies. And
yeah,
I got one with free shipping, but four brownies cost me $42.
Hmm.
And we just did a review on them. Me and Natalie did a review up in Tampa. So that's going to be coming soon. Y'all go check that out on, I'll post it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all follow me on, follow us on the social media. Quit hating on your boys.
Yeah. Like, I tried to send my man one of them, deep dish pizzas.
Wait a minute. You personally tried to send it?
No, like I found a website where you can order it and send it to the house and shit.
Yeah.
And, the shipping was like $40.
Oh yeah.
I like, nah, you're not about to get this pizza, cuz. Like, look here, man. I'm going to send you this website where you can go order it, my nigga.
I ordered a Junior's cheesecake from Junior's in New York. It came wrapped pretty well.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
And the brownies I ordered, their ice pack wasn't the highest of quality ice packs. Mm-hmm. It was on its last leg when it got to me.
Oh, you got some Flint, Michigan brownies.
But yo, yeah, man, I ain't gonna spoil the review. But we got some voicemails from BT Jizzle, and we're gonna get into that. Yo, you ever heard of informed delivery from USPS?
Mm.
You can sign up on the USPS.com, and basically what they do is send you a picture of all your mail that's coming for that day.
Word?
Yeah, and your email. You just click on it. And you see the actual images of the mail.
Damn.
So some go missing. Like, nah, bro, it was there.
Yeah, man. You checks lie. Was in there.
Yeah. All right, we got two from BTG. The first one is called Nope, Not Brit Brit.
Hey, Brit Brit.
All right, here we go. Oh, before we get to that, man, I want to shout out to the New York Giants for the dumbest pick in the draft. They got my bad Ryan Brentberger. What was his name? I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Daniel, it wasn't Jacobs. Daniel Thompson. You know what I'm saying? He's irrelevant. But, yo, shout out to the Giants for staying terrible in the 2019s.
Yeah.
And shout out for the commentators trying to make the pick okay.
This is what they need.
Yeah, but we've seen the stats, man. Haskins was still on the board. And Haskins, my man, the dude from Duke threw 50 touchdowns in his entire career at Duke, and Haskins threw that in 1 year. Y'all just wild slid past that stat.
Now, that dude is he's basically going to be, to the Giants, the second coming of Eli Manning. he has the same style as Eli Manning, so they're trying to get Eli Manning to groom him to be their quarterback, because that's the style of quarterback that they like.
Eli Manning can't even groom himself anymore.
Hey, well, you know what I'm saying? Dude, I think we are talking about the Giants. You know what I'm saying? They make bad decisions, man.
I heard somebody say, well, he didn't really have much on his team. Well, I went and looked at their schedule. They're like the ACC.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS. He's got AIDS.
North Central or something?
Yeah.
The whole division was trash.
Yo, they playing high schools and shit.
You know what I'm saying? I never seen this kid play one time. They never on TV.
Yo, he gonna fuck around and be the next Tom Brady, son.
He's gonna fuck around and be another fuck around.
Yeah.
There's no jumping around this one. Shout out to the Giants.
Fuck around with them fuck arounds get fucked up.
And I want to shout out to the Washington Redskins, because Haskins, a black quarterback, and you know how black QBs go. Let's just keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
They don't be that good. You might get, a Warren Moon here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Haskins, he's going to be another, what's that?
RG3.
What's that one dude's name? The kind of chubby dude.
Oh, Jamarcus Russell?
Yeah, Jamarcus Russell 2.0.
Nah, man, I hope not, man. Nobody can be that terrible. Jamarcus Russell kind of set the bar high. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the terrible bar. And it is high as fuck, yo. Like, nobody's going to be that bad.
Dub, what's so crazy to me is this guy was on nobody's radar. You could have got him at the end of the draft when you just got the people sitting there, like when you do fantasy football and the draft's over.
Yo, man, they could have paid that dude the ticket price to be on the team, son.
Yeah, they wasted the pick.
We're going to send you this ticket to get you here, and that's all we're going to pay you. Like, who the fuck is this dude, man?
That was the dumbest pick I ever. Like, yo, you could pick him, but yo, pick him up at the very end.
For real, man. You could pay this dude in sandwiches, man. Like, yo, you old Jared Dudley ass nigga, man.
Shout out to Jared Dudley, who's currently going fishing.
Yo, like, I did not know he was in the league for 13 years.
Yo, that is nuts.
That is bananas. Yo, I've never heard this nigga's name. Never.
Why he look like a black Elmer Fudd, though? That is nuts. All right, here we go. Let me get this BTG before I forget. BTG President. El Presidente.
Yo, so look. Hey, shout out to the, you know, the two voicemails y'all had last episode. Let's address a couple of things. So, first of all, so I think the first cat was Gene. Yeah, what? Yo, Gene, what's up? Was that with a G or a J? It don't matter. But what does matter is Brit is not on the mark. She ain't got to tell you that. I'm telling you that. So we just going to leave that alone. Now, I can have her send some voice memos in. She might can say a couple of scripts or something like that. And they might be for sale. But ultimately, nah. You know, Brit, that's off the market. That's off the market. The second thing. Well, let's get to the second voicemail. Shout out to Shaheen. You said my name wrong the first time, but the second time you cleaned it up. So that's good shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like a turnover.
No, he did.
I think he did. I think he did.
Got the ball back, went down, scored, and one layup. We have to address the milk issue. Okay, so when you was explaining how your kids have a whole full-ass bowl of cereal, they eat one bowl and then throw the milk out, I'm that child. I'm that child. Because I told you the love-hate relationship that I have with milk. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the taste of milk, but I know milk complements a lot of things that we grew up eating, right? Yeah, and you mentioned that you drink warm milk. That is a whole totally different level of savagery, of savaging, okay? Because warm milk, I thought only white people did that, and then like certain white people that come from like different continents. I had to take a sip of that. So that's something crazy right there. And the fact that you make your kids drink the milk out of that bowl, yeah, no, that's just a CPS case. I'm just gonna say that right now. That's something different. Other than that, I'm glad you reminded me about the husband segment because I got some things that I want to discuss. Keep it real brief, real short. I still haven't come up with a title yet. And I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna make sure I send that over. You know what I'm saying? To Mr. Two Watches at a Time. And maybe we can get that thing rolling, you know what I mean? Other than that, great show. I haven't finished, so I'm most likely going to send in another voicemail, either complaining or agreeing. You can only do one or the two, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, judging by the last two, you know, episodes y'all did, it's been a lot of complaining. You niggas has been acting like some old white Republicans, like old, like white hair. Forget that, yo. Forget that, yizzo.
See, you gotta be acting like old white Republicans when you start talking about that hippity hop.
Yo, hey, man, but Shaheen was murdering his name, man.
Oh yeah.
He never once called him BTG. He called him B2G. Which I feel like is a gangster version of B2K.
Yo, I noticed that. I let it ride.
Yeah, I don't want to say that because that nigga was talking about that milk heavy. Like I had so much other shit to talk about.
I'll put it all on black and let it ride. Yo, BTG. All right, let's do. Let's finish this one. BTG. Damn, what did I want to say? Oh, he had an exit. He just had a the episode I chimed in on. I sent a voicemail in for dating.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, he was making great points, man, that I be making. And he was like, women be totally overlooking the red flags. And I'm like, mm-hmm. dog, they totally do. Because even when you tell them what this is, like what the situation setup is, they still totally ignore that. And think they can.
Why are you saying totally like that?
Because I'm totally drinking right now with my pinky up.
Oh, okay. It's a ditty.
Yeah, so that's a good episode. Y'all check that out. Why I keep getting a poor connection, man? I hope y'all can hear me, man. My connection wilding over here. Oh, and last week I did click off my mic off, my microphone on Almato call recorder. I don't know how I did that. But yeah, BTG, he did actually send another voicemail. And it's called We Buy and Fry. And that he reiterated, Brit is off the market.
Yo, for real, son. I feel like we all know this was a joke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. you going real hard, nigga. Brit told me I'm her favorite, though.
What? Of course. Because I told me I'm her favorite. Because I went against the hip-hop that the blacks love. Y'all get offended when blacks are told to straighten up.
Oh, you're getting a voicemail for that one, nigga.
All right, here we go. BTG, it's called We Buy and Fry.
Hey, man, y'all don't want to buy some of these houses up in Detroit? You know what I'm saying? Besides the shit that I had to do some personal research myself, and I had to call some people out there in Detroit. But besides listening to DJ Envy and shit like that, every now and then they'll bring up that they, you know, purchase houses and shit out there in Detroit because it's like dirt cheap. And they flip houses, of course, or whatever, own property. I'm like, yo, so I called some cats from Detroit and they gave me the rundown on some of the neighborhoods and things like, and you could actually look at some of these houses and be like, oh, this is why this shit is cheap or whatever. And this is why the rent is so goddamn cheap. I could pay rent right now for like two houses.
Mm.
But the thing is, you know, some people were discouraged on hopping aboard this whole vision I got because they're like, yo, it's obviously they're up for sale that cheap for a reason. And I'm like, yeah, but you thinking negative, my nigga. Stop thinking so negative and think about the positive sides of this. Wouldn't it be crazy if we owned a whole block? I want to go beyond that, though. After we go after the houses, I want to go after the land. I want to own some shit. Jesus Christ, she thick. Boy, hey, I swear to God, it's the white chick. Oh, my God. That's some milk right there. We gotta get back to thinking more positive about owning some shit or whatever. We can rebuild these houses, take over the land, and who's to say, like, what nigga you know to be like, yo, I own a whole block. You know what I'm saying? Besides Nip or what he was trying to do. Like, come on, man, we could do this. But y'all, you know what? Y'all niggas don't want to do this, man. Y'all don't want to do this. We don't even know where to start. I do know where to start. I don't. But I can learn. Mm-hmm. I can learn. That's just one of the many ideas that I've always had about owning businesses. I don't care if it's owning a house, owning an apartment building, owning some goddamn land. I prefer to own the land more than the building. You know what I'm saying? Because anything that is built on my land, I'm going to get a percentage of. So it's whatever. I think we just got to start the movement. We got to start trusting each other. Most importantly, we got to meet each other. So y'all niggas got to fly out here. I'm not flying out there where y'all at. That don't make any sense. That don't make any sense for me to go out where y'all stay. Just don't.
Hey, man, I'm trying to look. I'm almost ready to go. I got to get the credit up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Pay a few things down. I got me a credit analyzer from a mortgage broker, so I know all the steps I need to take to get to where I need to be. But once I'm there, probably be like, what, three or four more months, I'll be there, and it's go time. Like, I'll listen to this, I follow this lady on Instagram, a lot of great information. She was talking about going to get the list in your area about buying homes that are under, what's it called?
Foreclosure.
Yeah, foreclosure list. and sell you like a bunch of houses, depending on what your state is. I forgot the terms right now. I don't look crazy. But you can take over the payments on the taxes that they've done that they haven't paid. And she said they've got some houses for as low as $500.
Yeah.
And some states, depending on how to set up, like they got a year to pay their taxes up, or like they got different 90 days. They got different different states got different requirements. But one of them is you can start paying the taxes. But if they do come back and pay up, you get your money back and you get interest on that money.
Mm-hmm.
So really it's a win-win.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, BTG, I'm gonna be out in Cali next month. First I'm gonna smoke you in basketball
and flip-flops,
you know what I'm saying? Then we can get on this this talking about these investments, because these dump trucks, all that. My aunt got a car wash in Atlanta. I'm about to hit her up and see what's popping with that. Like, I'm gonna start talking to these people who got it so I could get it, because a lot of the time people who got it, they just don't be saying nothing because they don't see nobody else trying to get it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be the one talking about, hey, I need to know the game. I got the cash right here. What's popping? Because ain't nobody coming with good credit and cash. So meet me at up top. And that was shout out to BTG. Check out BTG President.
Ron LaRon.
We out here. Do we have to address anything in that voicemail? Or was that all?
Nah, that was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. So... on the episode 2, charity.
Yeah. This is something I want to talk about that we did. This is past his prime, but we still got to talk about it, man.
Yeah.
Kodak Black, dog. Yo, man, leave that nigga alone. Like, for real. He don't care, bro.
Yeah, he really don't care.
And this is how I know he don't care. When he told T.I., you just mad that don't nobody want tiny ugly ass when you die.
Dang, he said that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Dang, man.
Dog, leave that nigga alone, man. You're not gonna win this one.
Yeah, he's gonna keep getting right? more reckless.
You know, he said, stop worrying about me and worry about your dyke looking ass son.
Yo, that's nuts. Yo, his son do be looking crazy though.
You know what I'm saying? Then he did you know the game I was talking, right?
Uh-huh.
That nigga said, didn't 50 come get you off the pole?
Oh man. Oh, Kodak going for broke.
Yo, and then this is the one that got me, right? This nigga said, T.I., how I'm being disrespectful to Lauren London when you the one that snatched the chain off her neck.
Shut up. Yo, tell Kodak to sit down, man. Quit playing with these people.
My nigga, that's ridiculous, man. That is ridiculous.
Somebody need to come at Kodak like DJ Pooh Daddy on Friday. Quit, boy, get over here. Quit playing with these good people.
Mess around with these people. Yo, like, yo, and then T.I. put a song out.
Oh, Lord.
Nigga, for what?
He put us, you're supposed to be a, you know what I'm saying, I'm done.
This ain't even what we doing.
I hope so.
You're supposed to be tough and chastising, and you put a song out.
You put a song out, man. And then, of course, Kodak Black put one out saying Tiny look like Miss Piggy and shit. Oh. So, like, yo, stop, man. Like, you supposed to be the OG, son.
Yeah.
That's how niggas look at you. You supposed to be the OG. You is not supposed to get involved in silly shit like this, man. You supposed to know better, man. You supposed to be the elder statesman of hip hop expeditiously. Yeah, but you getting caught up. And why Kodak Black name his song Expeditiously?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. I think it's a genius, son.
So which one is better?
Oh, I ain't listening to either one of them.
Oh, okay.
Got time for this tomfoolery.
Yeah, man. Leave that little dude alone, man. You ain't trying to hear it. You see Cardi B was mad at the Shade Room.
Mm-mm.
She was like, all they do is promote negativity, and like with the Kodak Black thing and T.I., they was egging it on, and these dudes are street dudes, and they could have went left. I'm like, well, don't all you promote is negativity.
Hell yeah.
Like being a whore and
I wouldn't go.
That's what she promote.
I wouldn't go the whore.
She had a whole video just with her ass out shaking it. Like, you promote being a whore. And nonsense. I like that. So ain't I, it I like Ain't it the same thing in the shade room? You ain't doing nothing different than the shade room.
Yeah, you're not doing nothing really. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you out here uplifting nobody.
Yeah, nobody wanna, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wanna tell the truth.
Like, come on, son. You use a stripper, B. They got lucky. Yeah. Straight up, man.
You promote rob. Nobody told you to bring up your when you used to rob people. Like, that's just making more women want to go out and rob dudes.
Drugging and robbing people. Like, yeah, you saw like, how they was defending that shit, so they're gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, nah. But I do understand, man. Like, them blog sites and shit, like, come on, son. Y'all niggas is... Yeah, they try to frame it under journalism, but y'all niggas is just being messy, my nigga. And then get mad when a nigga come at them. Yo, this is just my job, bitch. Please,
they get every screenshot, every live video, and repost it.
And that's it. Ain't no positive shit.
Nope.
You only saying shit that'll fuck a nigga life up, man.
But then so to be fair though, they only get it from the source.
Yo, I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Them niggas is doing shit to be on there.
Like, there ain't no Will Smith slander on there because Will Smith ain't out here putting out buffoonery.
Ain't doing dumb shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But that's like, Michael, you probably don't know who Michael Che is.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, on Saturday Night Live, some dude put out a story about his co-host on the news shit.
Uh-huh.
And was saying like, yo, he's the unfunniest dude on SNL and all. He was just tearing the dude down, right?
Yeah.
So Michael Che was like, fuck that. He went on Twitter and was like, yo, man, you're not gonna talk about my man like that. Like, and shit on the dude. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So then everybody was upset, like, oh, Michael Che, why you do it? He's like, yo, why? If they say something about us, it's criticism. But when we say something about them, it's harassment.
Because, well, all right. Did they say, he said dude was unfunny, right?
Yeah.
But Michael Che probably went into, if I see him, put a hole in your head.
He just said he's a mediocre writer.
Oh, okay.
So you understand why is that harassment? But because you wrote a story, it's criticism. Nah, nigga, fuck that.
Was the other dude white?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, scared of the big black guy syndrome, like the cops, superhuman powers.
Like, yo, man, you niggas are corny out here, son.
That's like everybody yelling in the room, then the black dude start yelling, "Calm down!"
Oh my God, Jerome!
Oh Jesus!
Why did you do that?
Call the cops! Call the cops! Like, damn, Todd just screamed for 35 minutes, bro.
This nigga threw a chair through the window.
Yeah, nobody even better. Yeah, say eye.
Nothing. I told y'all to calm down, and y'all niggas called the cops, man.
Like the video of the dude at Waffle House. You seen that one?
Nuh-uh.
Yo, look, this is what I need to say, man. Y'all know how the system is already. Like, we have enough examples. So why are you acting shocked when you get slammed to the ground and tasered 100 times, and everybody's acting like, this is disgraceful? Dog, you know what's about to come.
Mm-hmm.
Just de-escalate the situation, because no matter how much you scream for your justice, it's not going to go the way you want it to go.
Yeah, it's not going to happen at all, man.
Like, dog, de-escalate, stop instigating, and stop, keep going with the flow because of your rights. Yo, just get out of there alive. Like, at this point, you see nothing's going to change. If they would have shot you, they would have went home with pay leave, and they would have got off.
And you'd just been dead.
Yeah, just fight it in a different way. Fight it in the courtroom. God damn.
Like,
you're not going to win.
Yo, but why every instance has to go angry? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand it's fucked up. What they're doing to you is fucked up. You didn't do nothing. They got to put the cuffs on you. Don't nobody like being in cuffs. But this is going to happen, yo. Like, you can say what you need to say. Just don't get angry, because that puts fear in their fucking heart, man. And that's when the shit goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, you can speak your piece. Like, yo, man, y'all violating my rights and all that. You know what I'm saying? You can do all that, but don't get angry, man, because that's when that shit go wrong.
I'm not even saying that. I'm not saying nothing. You got it. I'm trying to go home. Yo, I got a lot of life to live. There's new Oreo flavors coming out. It's mad brownies out here, B.
That nigga said new Oreo flavors.
It's mad women out here, B. You got it. It's like when I cut my whole eyelid open boxing, I could barely see. I'm trying to get to the hospital. It's right down the street. I get pulled over. You got it. I just need to get to the hospital, man. What you want? Here's my license. Here's this. Here's my insurance. Let's just get this over with so I can get to the hospital. Like, I ain't got time for all that, dog. I'm trying to go home. I don't understand why y'all ain't trying to go home.
Yeah. Like, I see them videos on Facebook where they're talking about a guy was pulled over illegally and he knew his rights so the cops couldn't do nothing. Yeah, all them niggas be white.
Yeah.
So, nah, there's a difference, bro. There is a big fucking difference.
It's crazy. It's like the dude, you see the video where the dude was leaned down by the car and the cop told him, he had a concealed to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop said, pull it out. And when he started to pull it out, they shot him.
Yo.
Yep. Kill. He dead. Before he died, he was like, y'all told me to pull it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that. Like, I don't know what happened with that because they say he was waving the gun around.
No, they had to release the footage.
No, but this was before.
Oh, before.
Before okay. The cops pulled up. Like he was like pointing the gun at people. I don't believe that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he was leaning down at the car and the cops came up there already guns drawn. You don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
But you come with guns drawn and like, yo, put your gun on the ground. You ain't got to yell at me, cuz. With you yelling at me, that lets me know, okay, you are already in a bad state of mind. So no matter what that dude did, he was going to get fucking shot, man. He grabbed the gun, not even by the trigger. He grabbed the top by the barrel and was trying to set it on the ground, and the bitch shot him.
Yo.
And you told me to put it on the ground, dog. Like, yo.
Yo, you got to do my method, dog. He tell me to grab the gun, put the gun on the ground, whatever. I'm fainting. Passed out.
Uh-huh.
Falling out, dog.
I'm just going to lay down like, hey, look here, man. You come get it.
Yep. Y'all come get it.
You come get it, man, because y'all niggas is crazy right now.
Yep. I'm passing out every time.
Yo, speaking of, you said the Waffle House. Did you hear about a shit where a dude was paying for people meals in the Waffle House?
Yeah.
And he didn't pay for somebody's and the nigga shot him?
He didn't pay for a dude's girl was like, why you ain't pay for mine? And they got in a little argument. My man blew his brains out, dog.
Yo, like that. What's wrong, man?
Yo, you niggas are crazy.
Hey, really, dog? What's wrong? Like, he didn't have to pay for your girl food, son.
Dog, like Daylight said, I don't want to be around no real niggas, street niggas, big dogs.
That shit is ridiculous, man. You didn't kill this man for not paying for Waffle House?
I'm thinking about not playing basketball with BTG. We might have to play golf. Yeah.
Yo, man, y'all got any Batman courts out there?
Yeah, I've been looking at Ruger Security 9s and everything. I'm trying to get the highest quality bullet that they have available. I'm not playing, dog. I'm not dying for nothing.
I ain't never heard nobody get shot playing that frisbee golf.
Hell yeah, it was so peaceful out there. No arguments.
I'm gonna have to get into that.
The worst thing, that happened with disc golf is when the frisbee gets stuck in the tree. Because somebody got to get up there and get it.
Yeah.
And that person was Nate.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nate.
Fucking Nate.
Yeah, man, that is nuts. Dog, how does paying for people's meal in Waffle House turn to why you ain't pay for mine?
Yo, that's niggas, man.
Dog, we in Waffle House, man. First of all, nobody knew I was doing this. You already had the money to pay for your little punk ass.
You know, cause you in here. You already knew you was going to pay for some shit. Out of the kindness of my heart, doing something good, I'm paying for people food and ain't get to you. What if I ran out of money? By the time it came to your turn, I ran out of money. And you got an attitude about it, you funky motherfucker. Like, yo, man, that shit is crazy.
Hey, you know what he said, though. Let's keep it G real. When she said, why you ain't paying for my waffle, what was his response?
I don't know.
What do you think his response was?
I don't have to.
Nigga? That's what he said?
He might have been, man.
You know what he said, man.
What?
Bitch, pay for your own funky ass motherfucking waffle.
Oh my God, you know it, dog.
He said it.
No,
boyfriend had to step up to her honor, dog.
I don't see somebody willingly paying for other people's food saying some shit like that.
Yes, he was a street dude, dog.
Nah, man, I don't see that. Especially dog, if she came with an attitude. Well, if she came with an attitude, he might have said that.
Yeah, a hood chick, why you ain't pay for mine? You know, dog, the response. Bitch. Yeah. Bitch.
Bitch.
My motherfucking money. You
fuck fool.
My motherfucking money.
Spit on your goddamn waffle.
You know how we do it in the hood? We got to come to the honor. We can't be disrespected.
And niggas can't fight no more.
Nope.
So it goes straight to the gun.
It's sissified.
You said they sissified.
That's why I told y'all. I'm giving y'all out 2 to 3. I'll go head up with 2 to 3 of y'all. Anything over that, it's Chopper City, baby.
You said my little buddy.
You know what I'm saying? It's coming. It's ringing.
Hell no.
And I'm letting it ring like church bells.
Speaking of shooting niggas, Bud B.
Oh yeah, he had to pull out the blammy.
Yo, somebody. Yo, shout out to Greg over there at the Young Black and Bothered, man. He sent me a screenshot. I'm not saying Instagram, no.
Come on, man. Say his Instagram name. So people can find him.
At Hey Greg GIE, all one word. the writer, this was the tagline, right? Uh-huh. Bun B blicks the blammy on a on a burglar.
Yo, we gotta fire that dude.
Yo, nigga, that nigga's a wordsmith, my nigga.
Blicks the blammy.
Blicks the blammy, yo. No. Blams the blicky. There you go. Yeah, blams the blicky. That's even worse, though. he blams the blicky.
Wait, is that a white dude at a black writing firm?
Yo, probably.
Hey, guys. I've got one.
Blams the blicky. He out here blaming the blicky. But yo, all right, so I don't think the guy knew it was Bun B's house. Because why would you do that?
Maybe he wanted to test his gangster, like 6ix9ine be saying.
We'll see how that turned out.
And he probably thought, okay, Bun B is probably in his early 50s now. He's not out here blaming any blickies lately. He's probably a little rusty. So let's run up in here, take what he's accumulated over these few years.
But you ain't even check for nobody upstairs.
Dang, they was just downstairs rummaging.
Yeah, he was downstairs with his wife.
Wow.
And Bun B heard it and came downstairs with the blicky and shit went bad.
Oh, so he was upstairs with his wife and heard them downstairs rummaging.
No, he was upstairs. The wife answered the door.
What?
And the guy busted in with the gun and was trying to get her keys and whatever else he could. And and he said something about going upstairs, and she was like, no, you're not going upstairs. Just take the car, right? Uh-huh. So Bun B hears what's going on, grabs the blicky. He grabbed the snub nose like he had a cold. He was coming down with something. Mm. it started busting. Well, I think, like, he seen the dude ran in the garage, and he caught him and hit him in the shoulder, right?
Yeah.
So that's the way it happened. But so I don't think he knew it was Bun B's house because he didn't even do no research to see if anybody else was there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I start thinking, right, when he come in, he see Bun B, what if he's like, hey, man, my bad, can you sign my gun?
Yeah. Yo, that would be crazy. Like, yo, I was on my way over here listening to Ryan Dirty.
Yo, say like, yo, man, I didn't know this was your house, man. I'm sorry. Can you sign the bullet you about to shoot me with?
Yo, that'd be like, that's your favorite rapper, dog. You didn't know. And you see him coming down with the blicky.
Stop saying blicky.
Do you automatically just like roll the gun across the floor and lay down? Like, no,
bro. Yo, like lay down. Like, oh, man, yo, my bad, son. I didn't. Got any new CDs?
Yo, I was just about to buy you new one. We all we got.
Man.
Yo, so he didn't kill him?
Nah. Dude, they caught dude at the hospital.
Oh, nah. But, it took his whole head off.
Yo, like old buddy say, he growled at me, so he got 6 of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I kept banging that dude. Man,
yeah, it's over.
Put a gun to my wife's head, my nigga?
Yeah, it's a wrap, dog. You and your little boy is going to know. Don't come here.
Oh, I'm about to have you outside, shot the fuck up, mm-hmm. to let other niggas go. It's like when I kill a bug in the house, mm-hmm. I don't clean it up right away to let these other niggas know I ain't playing.
And I'll throw the funeral for the little roach homies. Yo, I know this is a sensitive subject, man, but I got to go back to Nip for 1 second, dog.
Okay. Ed Creative.
Dog, did you see the dudes? He got the same tattoos as Nip on his face, man.
Yeah.
And why? What's going on, man?
Yo, man.
What are we doing?
That's that love, man.
Dog, the dude. I seen another post where they said he was Jesus.
What?
And they were dead serious. They said this is Jesus. That's why on his tattoo, his name is God has risen. He had God has risen on his wrist. He said, "We killed Jesus again."
Come on, son.
Bro, I really need y'all to calm down, man.
Look, I thought somebody said he was talking for Tupac. I thought that was bad, but now he Jesus.
I'm trying to be civil here, bro. Y'all really gotta chill.
Yo, like, yo, y'all going overboard, man. Nip was great. Nip was doing a lot of good things, man. Jesus, bro.
Jesus?
Come on, man. Like, yo, y'all going overboard with this.
There's like, you see how close to Easter it was.
Oh, my God.
Please stop, dog. Please.
Yo, with the tattoos.
Uh-huh.
Getting the same tattoos is weird.
That is hella weird. And the same, especially the face tattoos.
You know, the face tattoos, that's weird. Getting the tattoo of Nip is questionable, but I got it, right? But I've only seen one, and I should never see it again. Under no circumstances do you get Nipsey Hussle's face tattooed on your ass.
Duh, that was, and the tattoo was terrible.
Yo, it was terrible and disrespectful, man. Like, yo, nah, don't do that. Don't put this face on your ass.
Duh, can you imagine, like, a single dude meeting a girl of his dreams? Like, everything's a check mark. They get to the bedroom. She got Nip on her booty, dog.
Well.
That's a game changer right there.
A real nigga's gonna fight through that.
No. A real. Yeah, you're right. A real, because they ignorant.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Yo, I don't get it, man.
Your butt, dog?
On your big. Like, the whole cheek.
The whole cheeky. All I hear is, nope. I ain't gonna say it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You bend it over. All you hear is neighborhood dip. Straight down my jewelry, man. On your bitch dresser.
Hey, can you slap that side?
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't disrespect that side, nothing. You gotta put lotion on it in the morning.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you can't even grab that side.
Mm-mm. You
save it for that other cheek, this Nip cheek.
Matter of fact, when you clap in the cheeks, you gotta clap sideways so you don't touch that cheek. You can't be putting long strokes on Nip face. Yo, this is crazy.
Yo, like, that was not well thought out, man. At all, son. That was not thought out.
And Reggie Bush with the GoFundMe for Nip. Yeah. Dog, what are y'all doing, dog? Yo, he didn't even talk to Yo, Laura London was like, take that down, B. And he still was not trying to hear it.
Other people was like, take that down.
Yo, what is he doing?
Yeah, we started this GoFundMe for Nip. Nigga, we didn't ask you to do that.
Yo,
we actually told you not to do it. Yet you still did it.
Duh, Laura London said, Nip seen you all the time in the gym. You wouldn't even look at his way.
Like, dog, that's crazy.
Are you serious right now? You wouldn't even help that man with a spot, and now you got to GoFundMe up?
Well, say, why is you a bandwagon-ass nigga, Reggie Bush?
Oh, man, this is getting ridiculous.
And my nigga, you've done enough that niggas know who you are. Why are you out here bandwagoning, son? That's crazy.
Duh, I see my homeboy with a bootleg Nip shirt on. With a, you know the cap. You know how they do the captions.
Yeah.
Dog, why you got this emotional caption with a bootleg Nip shirt on?
You ain't even pay for a real shirt.
Dog, man, I couldn't do it, dog. Because I knew it was going to be like, the things I would have said, it would have came out as disrespectful, and he would have got mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just let it go. With your emotional ass caption with a bootleg shirt on. Yo, I'm tired of you. You. Yo, Lil Nas X, man. They left my man off the whole billboard, dog, with his name at the bottom.
Yo, that nigga name was smaller than the advertisements.
Yo.
Somebody said, who said that nigga name was smaller than Billy Ray Cyrus' buttons?
That was funny. Yo, how my man get five heartbeats?
Yo, he got five heartbeated.
That is nuts. Yo, they they put us on the game way back in the day. And in 2019, it came there.
It's still happening, son.
That is nuts.
It's still, first of all, y'all didn't like the song. It wasn't country enough. Then Billy Ray hop on it. And now this nigga's the spokesperson for this shit. Congratulations on the number one Billboard. Nigga.
That is nuts. They just took, man, how do you do something like that, dog?
Yo, because they don't care. Yo. Fuck y'all.
And what's even what's even crazier is the responses on your post. Like, yo, nobody seen a problem with this, dog.
Dog, the dude, everybody saw a problem with it except that one dude, right?
No, it was like four dudes in there.
No, everybody else was like, yo, why you don't understand what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Everybody else was jumping on him because I don't know why he couldn't get it.
You must ain't went back in a while because I seen at least four people who.
It's some now you know I'm done with that shit now.
They was wall sliding around the whole issue. Like to hell with everything else y'all talking about. Look at this billboard. Who's not on the billboard?
Yeah, and that's what the dude wasn't getting. I'm like, yo, you do understand that it's the Lil Nas X dude's song. It's his. He wrote it, produced it, and performed it. Billy Ray Cyrus just came on it after they denied the song, right? So if somebody writes the song, we got to put them on everything. Nigga, you not getting it, bruh. He ain't do nothing with the song. The dude already had the song. Well, they both making money. Who cares? Obviously you, nigga, because you in here talking about the shit. Like, yo, shut the fuck up, man. Like, blood pressure high.
James ain't get it. Jason Mendoza definitely ain't get it. I already know where he coming from because I seen him on other posts.
Yeah, he's a Trump supporter.
Yeah, nothing. He don't get nothing at black.
Yeah.
And then the other people in here, they just was talking about the name. Pryn Thomas, the name small. No, I don't care about the name. Look at the picture. Where is his picture? Like, that's the issue with the whole billboard.
Hey, it's just Q and B this whole motherfucking dude, man. Like,
yeah. You see, motherfuckers. You see Billy Ray Cyrus' response though.
Yeah, when he was on Side of the Thing, like I wouldn't have this without Lil Nas X.
Yeah, like that.
Like even the dude that they did it for understands that it's wrong. Yo, why you niggas don't get that shit?
Yo, he probably seen the billboard like, God damn it, I gotta go.
Those motherfuckers, I gotta go make a sign.
Yeah, you know, like that. Yo, he's pissed. Like, are they gonna keep just doing this? Yeah. Oh man, this world is hilarious, bro.
Yo, speaking of hilarious, dog. Okay, so I'm on Facebook. This chick put up a post of black men that's with white women, right? It's like 26 pictures, and. Yeah, we know that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, these dudes married to white women, right? Her caption was, oh, these the ones we don't even want anyway.
Well, dang.
Really?
That's what
really?
We're doing?
Michael Ealy? Y'all been drooling over that nigga for years. Y'all want that nigga?
For years.
Tay Diggs? You know what I'm saying? Luke Cage up there? You know, when they go Michael Jordan? Y'all don't want Michael Jordan, nigga?
Oh, I don't think they want Michael Jordan because of them jeans he wear.
Well, you know. The white girl got him out them jeans.
He said white girl got him out.
Like, come on, son. Really? Them the ones we don't want anyway. Now, the ones y'all do want is the ones that y'all shouldn't want.
Right?
These niggas out here selling drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, it ever crossed your mind that a chick will work out just to fuck a fat drug dealer?
Yeah, that's nuts.
you get in shape to fuck a fat nigga that sell drugs.
You're stupid.
What sense that make, man? But that's the one y'all want. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I can't skip over this, man. My bad, dog. The Nipsey Hussle. You see what Game put on his Instagram?
No.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I got to read it, dog. All right, he put a picture of him with a Crenshaw hoodie on, sitting on his Lambo that he had Nipsey's face drew on. Now, this is what he wrote, dog. Woke up this morning, and that's my son. And he added him, I am Justin Taylor. What he wanted for his 12th birthday. He said, can I stay home today and just ride around with you in a Nipsey blue Lambo? First of all, ain't nobody in the earth saying Nipsey blue. And especially no 12-year-old.
Wait a minute. I saw, I truly hope this is not true.
Mm-hmm.
But they are petitioning Crayola to have the blue crayon be Nipsey blue.
Yeah. So that's where he integrated these two. But his son knew nothing about
that shit.
Like a 12-year-old was not in the petition.
You'll see, like Nipsey blue.
Nipsey Lambo. Blue. And the Nipsey blue Lambo. I said, where you want to go? He replied, I don't care, Dad. I just want to be with you and celebrate his life instead of mine today. That brought me to tears. I couldn't believe that came out his mouth. And that on his birthday, his only wish was to put himself to the side to honor Nip. I then looked down for a quick moment to wipe my face and said, and he said, chin up, Dad. The marathon continues. And that put a smile on my face. I wish the world was there to see. I'm so proud to be your father, son. I love you with everything God has instilled in me, and I am more delighted to chauffeur you around the city on your 12th birthday. If you see us in traffic, throw a dub up. And yes, the marathon continues. Dub.
Lies.
Lies.
Fucking lies.
Lies. What are we doing, dog?
Come on, man. You out here hyping, my nigga.
A 12-year-old.
Come on, man. Yo, man. Bro,
get the game out of here. Talks,
man. What's up?
Get the game out of here. Dog, he had to laugh when he wrote this.
Yo, every time he talks, it gets worse, man. Every time we hear something from the game, it gets worse, dog. Like, my nigga, why would you do that? Chin up, Dad.
Chin up, Dad. Yo, did your daughter come up to you tomorrow? Dad, can we have blue pancakes? The marathon continues.
Hell no. Dad, the marathon continues, Dad.
Dad, chin up.
My nigga. What the fuck, man?
Duh, I'm done with black. No, I'm done with black culture, straight up.
Who's supposed to believe that, man? Like, for real.
Like, who? Duh, you got too many followers to say some dumb stuff like this.
Yeah, man, you could have came up with something way better than that.
Yo, they was killing that man on Twitter.
Really?
Hell yeah, like, you gotta be, yo, son, you didn't say that shit.
Fucking kidding me, man. You woke up this morning, this is the shit you came up with, nigga.
No, a 12-year-old don't give a damn about nobody, especially on their birthday.
For real, man.
I'm gonna need them PlayStation games, Dad. A new laptop. Oh, man, that tickled me.
Nipsey Blue.
And a Nipsey Blue. So your son came up with that during the time they was petitioning Crayola.
It just so happened.
Yeah.
On that day.
Yo, was it you who said you eat Fruity Loops with orange juice? Oh, that wasn't you.
What? Hell no. Why would I say
that? Yo,
does that?
How you think that combination would go? Because it's like fruit on fruit.
Man, it's gonna be bad, real bad.
So don't try
orange juice. No. It's going to be a waste of orange juice and Fruity Pebbles.
I think we got to try it, though, at least once.
I don't know who this wee shit is, white boy.
Come on, man. We got to do it for the gram.
Mm-mm.
Yo, how is Rudy Huxtable older than me?
I'm
not understanding how TV work anymore.
Wait a minute. How old is Rudy?
40.
Rudy's 40.
So did they make the show and just put it out 10 years later?
Wait a minute, man. When did the Cosby Show come on?
Or did we just catch the Cosby Show later?
Was it on before we started? Like, that's how Good Times was. Good Times was on before we started watching it. Cosby started in 1984. So Keisha Knight Pulliam, she was born in 79.
Dang, that's nuts. Well, I didn't even start watching the show until I was like, what, 10? That's wild.
Yeah, man.
Yo, why you didn't tell me Dwayne Wade hit Star Jones?
He hit her?
Yeah, they used to go together.
Star Jones.
I ain't never know this. Did you know this?
The fat neck lawyer Star Jones.
Yes.
Wow.
And he was going with her while he was still like in his prime, like young dude.
Nah, man.
Dog, if you like, I seen somebody say it on Twitter, dog. They was like, I still can't believe he used to hit Star Jones. I'm like, what? Dog, I went to Google. It's hella pictures with them together. Like, this was known.
Was she a bigger gal at the time?
Yeah, she was looked like she looked now. They was on vacations and everything.
Yo, that's weird.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this is, dog, they got hella pictures everywhere.
I mean, it's not weird that he was dating Star Jones.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
It's weird that I didn't know it.
No, it's weird he was dating Star Jones. Stop playing. Because she was still old. It wasn't like a young Star Jones.
Yeah. Yo, but she a lawyer, though. And she lets you know that from time to time.
What does she do now? Ain't she like on a TV show or something?
She was on The View. I don't know what she do now.
Oh. What you think about injecting fruit smoothies into your veins?
Yeah, let's not do that.
The lady said she thought it would make her healthier. But guess what? Guess what happened to her?
I think she probably died.
Her liver infection, organ failure, kidney failure.
Yeah. Yeah. She's knocking on death's door, son. Like,
what in your right mind would say, yo, I'm going to just take these fruits and vegetables straight to the source?
Yo, why people suggest something and you do it? Like, oh, man, this is good for you. You know what? I'm going to try that. Nah, man. Nah. Like, I saw something that the bitch was doing, a urine therapy, where she was putting urine in her eyes.
Shut up.
And now her shit all infected and pussy and shit. Yeah! You're putting piss in your eyes, lady.
Dang.
Just because somebody said, look, man, people put out a lot of fake shit, okay?
Uh-huh.
We've noticed that you gotta check your sources, man. Do your Googles. Just because one shit pop up on your timeline about doing some dumb shit that helps you lose weight, that don't mean it's true.
Yo, that is nuts. First of all, where do you get these damn needles? Can you just go buy some needles from, like, CVS?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about CVS, but I know you get some needles from, like, the free clinic and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, for diabetics and stuff.
Yeah, diabeticals and intravenous drug users.
Yo, that is nuts, dog. First of all, I don't even see how y'all got the guts to even stick yourself, like, for drugs.
Yeah, oh, my nigga. That's not happening. At all, my nigga. If I gotta find a vein to get high, I don't need to get high.
Yeah, I don't. Nah, I'm good. Yo, Florida man. Man killed in Florida by a cassowary bird, the world's most dangerous bird. First of all,
yeah, that sounds about right.
The giant bird that killed its owner killed its owner at the auction. He's up for sale. I think we got to buy this bird, dog, just so I can beat his ass. Like, ain't no bird killing me. I don't care who you are. Ain't no bird killing me. Straight up.
Yeah, nah. I'm choking a bird out. Choking a bird smooth the fuck out, yeah.
He said, Marvin Hojas, who breeds the huge birds, was killed April 19 when one of his cassowaries attacked him after he fell in the backyard. Dog, I'm going to buy this bird in fall and be like, nigga, come through.
Yeah. What? What does the bird look like?
He looked like a grandmother. he like hunched
is it a
over.
Big? Is it big though?
It looked like a damn a flamingo, an ugly flamingo, with more feathers. Like got a bush on his back.
What do you call a bird hip hop group?
Flock.
The Flamigos.
That's what you're doing. They say his claws could slice open just about anything it kicks.
Whoa.
They can jump up to 7 feet in the air.
Yo, they cutting heads off, B.
The three-toed feet have a dagger-like claw on the inner toe that is up to 4 inches long.
Yo, how you spell that shit?
C-A-S-S-O-wary.
Cassowary bird.
Dog, that bird ain't killing me. I don't care.
Yo, this shit look crazy. Oh, yeah, I'm strangling this nigga, son.
Yeah, I'm giving him that work, dog.
Yo, I it's the first time in my life I can say, nigga, I fight a bird.
Like, yeah, you might get a couple good shots in, but once I grab your neck, little cassowary.
And, yo, how much that shit weigh?
It's going to be an obituary.
Oh.
You heard me?
Yo, it's only weigh 97 pounds.
Oh, yeah, you getting that work, dog. That owner was trash.
Yo, up to 100 pounds. Yeah, nah. I'm beating that bird ass, yo.
I might go find one.
Just to beat it up. Let's put you niggas back in your place.
Because now they out here thinking they fly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you take humans out. You hurt.
Yeah. And nigga, you got one. You ain't going to get this one.
Yo, you heard about my man who took the whole refrigerator from his girl's house when he caught her cheating?
As well you should.
Hell yeah. Like, my man walked in the room, seen her cheating, and just went straight for his fridge. Like, yo, you ain't quenching your thirst after you beat.
Not
with my fridge water.
All these stickums up out of here, all of that. Yo, you're not getting nothing.
But the fridge was mad little. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah, the fact that he could pick it up.
Yeah, like, it looked like it can only hold one pack of meat in a Chinese carry-out container. Like,
yeah, yo, that shit was a college dorm refrigerator.
Yo, that is nuts. Yo, why is that? Yo, first of all, I ain't going with nobody who got a college dorm refrigerator as their main fridge.
Yeah, nah. Or if he bought it, the fact that she wanted that.
Yeah.
Means, yo, you're not supposed to be fucking with her, son.
I would have sent your ass right back to the store. You better get me a normal fridge. Hell wrong with you.
For real, man. Took his fridge back, though. Like, yo, that's anger, man. That's like, you know, that's like ripping, yo, bitch, I paid for them tires. Give me that.
Yo, I feel like even though he bought it for her, he really loved that fridge and wanted it. And he had to.
Yeah.
That was like the perfect. Because who goes directly for the fridge?
Yo, that might be the only thing he bought in there.
You think he left everything in it on the counter?
No, oh no, he took all of that.
He took that pack of hamburger meat.
Yeah, that's why he was holding it dumb, because it was shit moving around in it. Because, you know what I'm saying, the weight kept shifting because there's so much in there. And you got to think, man, a fridge like that only costs like $200. You know what I'm saying? let me go and get that back, man.
Yeah, that is nuts. My goddamn fridge.
Bitch up here fucking with my fridge running. Nah.
Oh, the finesse of the year or the millennial. My man sent his bills to Google and Facebook corporate offices,
mm-hmm.
and they paid his bills all the time, like without any question. And he sent all his bills down. They said 123 milli in total.
What?
Yep.
Yo, it worked?
Until he got caught. He got up to 123 milli.
Yo, my nigga. What was your bills, B?
Yo, think about that, though. I remember when I worked, for some reason, they had the lady next to me getting the mail. And sometimes she couldn't get it. So I would go out there when I just wanted to leave.
Yeah.
You see all these bills come in. But it's like, you don't think nothing of it. You just throw them in the thing. So finance are probably just like, hey, this is just a bill we got to pay. Because they got like five different offices.
As long as the address is on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as the address on there, nobody care.
Duh, they were straight paying. Man, this nigga had to live in a mansion and everything.
Hell yeah, they be living good, my nigga. You not paying no bills?
Because and you don't know, like, everybody in the company. Like, you don't know who's who.
Yeah. And, yo, and think about it. You can't get a bill for, like, $58. A big-ass company like that ain't got no bill that small.
Yeah.
So he got to be running shit up, you know what I mean? So it looked legit, you know what I mean?
Like, we don't know if this the corporate house or...
You know what I'm saying?
And then, like, but, if you when you start questioning, like, the higher-ups, they getting angry and...
Like, what the fuck you mean?
Yeah, just pay the bill.
Pay the shit.
Don't be asking questions.
Hell no.
Yo, that is the... See, but why people got to go too far, dog? 123 milli?
Come on, dog, that's... That's, yo, you've been doing this your whole life.
Yeah, just get you a couple payments off the books to pad your little savings and chill out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, stop. Niggas never want to stop, man.
Never. Had me thinking about sending my, you know what I'm saying? This a company cell phone.
You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, open by Joy in a different name, close to one of the people who run the company.
Mm-hmm.
We in here.
Hell yeah.
Dang, yo, we already an hour and something in?
Yeah.
We about to get into this or that, man.
This or that.
Yo, dying getting your penis enlarged is crazy, too.
Huh?
Dude died during his penis enlargement surgery.
Nigga, how did that happen?
Like, how I die when you're just trying to upgrade my meat, dog?
Yo, it might be that anesthesia, man. That should be fucking niggas up.
Or maybe they cut it wrong or something and he bled out.
Nah, not no hospital. I don't think that could happen.
Man, it's probably overseas, some bootleg stuff.
You're getting Dominican Republic.
Nah, Dominican Republic do better work than U.S.
Yeah.
He had to go to like Budapest or something. All right, let me get this beat started for this. Ooh.
Stop that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You stop that right now.
Yo, do you have any of this or that?
Yes.
Okay, let's get yours over first because mine is a special Avengers edition.
Did you see the movie?
Nope, not yet. BTG is mad heated too, dog.
Wow.
BTG was talking about knocking somebody out yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yo, I'm glad. Yo, I've been staying off social media, dog. Like, I'm in and out. I'll post and leave.
Yo, shout out to Vinny, man. Vinny is a certified scumbag, yo. I like, yo, man, you ain't shit.
Oh, he was ruining stuff?
So, yo, I put on there, I was like, yo, y'all better hope my wife don't want to go see the Avengers tonight. Because if she do, I'm fucking it up for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know I ain't going to the fucking movies.
Yeah. That's why I mean,
it's just
respond.
A joke, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Vinny come in there and said something about the movie.
Are you
and
serious?
And said, fuck everybody on your friends list.
Yo. That is nuts. Yeah. Yo, that's why I didn't even open your post. Hilarious. I just kept scrolling. Because like
yeah, nope.
Like, dog, people got years invested, dog. Like, I will really pull up. Like, I'm unemployed. I will drive to your house. Like, I'm not playing.
Yo, the nigga's taking that shit seriously.
Yo, I take everything serious because that's how it is, man. Like, Game of Thrones. Yo, unless somebody would have ruined Game of Thrones, I'm pulling up, dog. You can die over Game of Thrones. I'm telling you right now.
I didn't know it was that many Avengers movies.
Yeah. Like, dog, I done paid $15 for 10 years.
Even the Marvel, the whole Marvel universe, man, it's like 22 movies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, dog.
And this is the end of it.
Yep.
This is the end of it. And you ruin that for somebody, yo. Dog. Nigga, somebody will kill you.
Yeah.
Somebody will kill you.
Like, yo. BTG's post is like, yo, y'all niggas on here ruining stuff for clout. Like, I will knock you out. Like, damn. All like, oh, he see the spoiler, bro. That's the first, because I went to post something on Forget Day, or oh, I was trying to find see what the dude who bet I follow on there, what he was betting on the game. Then I scrolled by that BTG thing and I was like, yep, get back off here. I retweeted mm-hmm. him. That's crazy. All right, well, go ahead.
All right, travel the world for a year, all expenses paid,
mm-hmm.
or have $50,000 to do whatever you want with.
Travel the world, all expenses paid, or have $50,000. Dang. I'm going to take the travel the world, all expenses paid.
For a year.
Yeah, that's going to be way more than worth than 50 G's.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, speaking of that, yo, shout out to Russell Wilson, man.
Oh, that's that money?
Yeah, that's doing for his offensive line.
Oh, what'd he do for him?
He bought them all $12,000 worth of Amazon stock.
Oh, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a major move, nigga. That's something they can always have. That's dope.
Hell yeah. Better than a dumbass watch some other people be buying.
Hell yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Inherit $20 million or earn $50 million through your hard work.
Man, let me get that inheritance. Yo, people be trying to act so high said Diddy, I did it my own. Man, get the hell out of here with that.
Yeah,
somebody told me the other day. I said, yo, did you go to the VA? Because he was talking about he had PTSD, like he used to hear noises and like smell like the war and stuff. Like, I'm like, dog, did you go to the VA for your PTSD? Nah, I didn't want to be like my dad and get the handout. I said, give me the handout. Like, I'm trying to be. I said, just like this. I said, I'm trying to be exactly like your dad. Like, you goody two shoes. I don't want unemployment. I'm going to just get a job. Man, you suckers keep being that way because I'm taking everything. I'm still on unemployment until that balance hits zero.
Any other show, forget that, bro. Yo, that's just funny. Like the post I put up yesterday, which is worth more? Loyalty or which has more value? Loyalty or money?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas in their loyalty. Nigga, please, bruh. Come on with that bullshit. Look, man, I know you niggas ain't loyal.
Right.
I know you niggas do disloyal shit for money. I know this, man. Like, don't ever say that you value loyalty over money. Because as soon as some you get in a situation where you got to shit on me for some money, my nigga, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, don't, come on, man. Stop with that. That shit just sound good, man.
And then I like how they kept, like, equating it with, well, if he's loyal, he going to give me the money I need. Nigga, loyal people give
nigga,
me broke.
Nigga, no, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nigga, what if I'm broke?
Yeah, loyal don't make me automatically have money.
Money, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, now we both just fucking broke.
Yeah, my you loyalty, know, like, my on, loyalty man. Gonna help you move out when you get evicted. That's as good as I can do.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got a place for you to stay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My wife be tripping.
I can put your shit on the sidewalk with you, you know what I'm saying? But my nigga, I ain't got nothing for you, dog. Come on, man.
Man, you know my wife be tripping, man.
You know what I'm saying? You better get that money. Look, nigga, loyalty don't pay no rent.
Hell yeah. Get that money by any means necessary.
Hell yeah.
Niggas out here can barely walk to my own one a handout. If you don't get your dumb ass out of here.
You got problems. You need these monies, my nigga. You better go and humble your fucking self.
Shoot, military had you out there sniffing fumes for 15 years.
And fucked you all the way
you
up.
You know what I'm saying? You could, your equilibrium off. But I don't, I'm going to get out here and get it.
I'm going to get this job. I'm a greeter at Walmart. Nigga, shut up.
I'm going to greet at Walmart for the next 35 years instead of getting my pension.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got to get a job where I can sit down because I can't stand up all day because my back fucked up.
You know what? I'm not even going to get my Social Security when I'm 70.
I'll say that for somebody. The nigga, you did something else.
Hey, I appreciate all y'all like that. Y'all hold it down.
Nigga, stay loyal.
Hey, y'all hold it down while I'm sitting down.
Yeah. Hell, dog.
You got any more?
Nah, that's it.
All right. Yo, this is the Avengers edition. Ain't no spoilers because I don't do spoilers. So this is just basic questions about people in the, you know what I'm saying? What they call it, the MCU? Yeah. MU, Marvel Universe? All right.
Marvel Comic Universe.
Yeah, that's right. MCU. Be Thanos or the Incredible Hulk?
Oh, Thanos.
I'm going to be the Incredible Hulk.
Why?
Because I can still turn into a human and get some breezies. And you just stuck ugly as hell forever.
Nigga, I can snap people away. Nigga, who ain't going to give me no pussy? Bitch, you want to get gone?
Do you even have a penis?
Yeah, he's a god.
So you just got to rape chicks all day.
Not rape them.
Yeah, you do. Ain't no chick trying to holler at you, dog. You look like a damn great.
Somebody. Hey, man. For every fucked up thing, it's somebody that like it. I might find one of these old grape juice loving bitches out here, man.
All right. You have fun with that, man.
You goddamn right.
With your chin looking like Swiss cheese lines.
Yeah, that nigga is weird looking, man. But he could snap your ass up out of here. Oh. I'm ugly? Bye, bitch.
All right. Fight Black Panther or Iron Man?
Oh, Black Panther.
Shoot, I'd rather fight Iron Man, dog.
Black Panther ain't going to kill you.
Really? Iron Man won't kill you?
Yo, Iron Man will fuck you up.
Black Panther do be killing people. Oh, no, he don't.
No, he don't remember he had a chance to kill that white boy, and that's how the whole problem started.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You'd have killed that nigga. Yo, I mean, yo, you got too much mercy in your heart, my nigga. I'll fight you all day.
I don't know, man. He got them little claws, man, that might do you like the cassowary bird.
Hey, Iron Man gonna blast the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah, he got them blasters. Dang.
Yeah.
All right, man, I'm fighting Black Panther, man. You persuaded me, man.
Hey, and I'm fighting a nigga for the culture, nigga. I beat this nigga. I'm Kate.
What a good, you stupid. All right. Have beef with Groot or Rocket?
Groot.
Yeah, I think I'm at beef with Groot because I feel like I can befriend him.
Yeah, and then set this nigga on fire.
Yeah.
Rocket blams the blickies. Rocket. And Rocket got big heat, too.
He got big heat. Do he got big meat?
Huh?
Do he got big meat?
I'm going to go ahead and let you find out.
Yeah, Ron get a loose cannon, man. It's like, yeah. Ain't no talking him off the ledge.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and a nigga's temper is very bad. Like, yo, he is easily upset. He is irrational like a wife.
All right. Have Captain America's shield or Thor's hammer?
Oh, give me that. I don't know. Hold on. I can't pick that hammer up.
No, but you can pick it up now.
Okay, well, give me that hammer, son.
I think I'm going to take that shield because I can't.
Why?
Because I can't throw the hammer like him and hit 79 people in a row. Like, we could hold the hammer and throw it, but my throw ain't going to be the results of his throw.
Yo, but I could grab that lightning, though.
Yeah, and fry yourself.
Nah, yo, the lightning go on the hammer and shoot it at these ne'er-do-wells out here, man.
Yo, I'm just over here I'm just trying to block y'all's.
That nigga sitting in the corner balled up.
Yeah, I'm just balled up. Got shit.
I'll come out after everything's over.
That's it for this or that. Da dippity. All right, man, we about to get up out of here, man. Shout out to everybody rocking with us. Shout out to Scott Spurgeon, who almost killed himself
with a pizza slicer.
Dog, first of all, licking the sauce off a pizza slicer is nuts.
I'm gonna say that's always a bad idea.
Yeah, and then yo, falling with the pizza slicer in your mouth is dog. If you would have died like that,
yo, man, nobody wants to tell that story.
Yo, and you, is he in Florida? He's in Florida. You would have been a Florida.
You'd been a Florida man. Straight up, you'd have been a Florida man.
And you would have been on the show getting clown.
No,
dog. Well, the way he did, dog. You cannot die like that and not get clown.
Yeah, that's just weird.
That's worse than a cassowary bird. Dog.
Yeah, you got killed by a dumb looking bird. And you got killed by a pizza cutter.
Dog, can you imagine going your whole life to get killed by a bird named cassowary?
Yeah. Hey, man, you know that pizza cutters can't really cut pizza that good.
Right.
And you die by one.
Yeah, that is insane.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Yo,
that's funny.
Go check out the Food Tang shirts, foodtangclan.com, and eat your Wheaties if they're still available.
Yo, it's a public service announcement. Yo, all y'all chicks on Snapchat trying to get a nigga to pay for your premium Snap. Yo, y'all know porn is free, right? What I'm gonna pay you? And it be low budget prices, man. Like $20 a lifetime.
No, but what's weird is how when you go to their Twitter, they put damn near everything you want to see out
everything,
anyway.
Yeah, yo, and porn is free. Everything you putting up here, somebody then recorded and threw it on the internet. I don't need to pay you for that.
Step your premium Snapchat games up.
Yo, just do porn. It's easier for everybody, and it costs and you'll make more money.
Yeah, just upload on the Pornhub and get that rev.
You know what I'm saying? That's it.
And we
premium
out
Snap. Peace, peace, peace.
Do wa dip, buddy.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
I realize so many people aren't in business, not because they're not capable, not because they're not qualified, but the problem is that they're going to get, they want a cosign. They want someone to tell them that their idea is extraordinary. No, your idea is not extraordinary until you build something. So you actually create a profitable and fruitful business or organization. You know what really gets me a lot of the time? People give the office a call and say, hey, you know, I want to make this mobile app. You know, we tell them that we can build it for them. We do all of that, right? And then the next thing, after I tell them the price, they go, okay, well, let me go talk it over with my sister. Or let me go talk it over, like, with my boyfriend. And I'm like, well, why would you give someone the option to disqualify your blessing when they're not even qualified to bless you? And a lot of the time, we go asking people for business advice of don't even own businesses. Like, bro, literally, the next time someone wants to speak on your finances and give you business advice, say, dude, can you just show me your bank account? Like, you know, not trying to discredit you. You know, I don't feel like you're lying, but, like, I just want you to show me what you're capable of getting me to because you can only take me as far as you've taken yourself. And so I just encourage y'all, if y'all asking for business advice, actually ask somebody who's qualified, who has a successful business, who's actually doing what you aspire to do. My thing is, if I wouldn't want to trade bank accounts with you, then I can't take advice from you. That's just what it is. You can't help me further than I've already gotten when it comes to business. Of course, there's always life and wisdom in life, but bro, we're talking about money, you know what I mean? And a lot of the time, we jade that perspective. Like, bro, why are you running and asking your mom for business advice or asking your dad if you should do this if he's still working a 9-to-5 and he's 65 years old, afraid to retire because it wouldn't be enough to pay his bills? He's not really qualified to tell you whether you should do it or not. Like, because if he knew, if it was a good idea, then he would have done it himself and provided differently for his family. So you just have to be super open to disqualifying people from helping you with business.
Jesus, my nigga. Hey, forget that, yo. Let's set that up. Let's set that up because you niggas are more West Coast than West Coast niggas. West.